Well, we've gotten nothing out of him at this point in time where he would be or how he would come down on this bill. We're hoping that if with the resounding majority we had yesterday in the House and if we prevail in the Senate, that he will also respect the will of the people and sign it into law. One thing that gives us hope is back when he was a legislator, I believe, in 2006, mm-hmm. he sponsored and got it through the legislature. After the Kelo decision was put in place nationally, he did sponsor eminent domain reform back in 2006. And so hopefully he'll go back to his roots on that and appreciate and understand our concerns about what's going on now with the carbon pipeline issue and that he would sign our bill into law.